A git vach in a mazel dike vach. This coming Thursday, Tez Vuv, Cheshvin is the Yutzat of Haguna Kudish, Reb Avrum Yishayu Yikrelet, Sechis Yugen Alayni, the Heilige Chazanish, Ben Rav Reb Shmaryu Yosef. The Heilige Chazanish was born in a little shtetel in Kosovo, Lithuania, in Shnas Tadal Ametes, 1879, and there's Nistalik Varen Tes Vuv Cheshvin, Tufshin Yi Dalet, 1954. Alle Tzadikim Zenen Heilig, and every Tzadik left over an indelible mark of Dein Welt. But sometimes we see it Bechish. The Heilige Chazanish left over an indelible mark that we are still reaping from this Heilige Tzadik 70 odd years after his Estalkus. The Heilige Chazanish, as a little yingler, had a Melamed, and he writes about this Melamed, and the Heilige Chazanish mentions him twice, that he was a Yud of a Shulam Ramoshe Toivye. This Ramoshe Toivye taught him Masechtes Chilin and Masechtes Bava Basra. After he finished these two Masechtes, his Melamed tells him, Avrum Yishayui, you don't need a Melamed anymore. You could go on your own. And that was the Heilige Chazanish. And from there on, and from then on, Lepusik Pima Megirsa, he said that from his Bar Mitzvah and on, he learned Torah Lishma with Mesiras Nefesh. It's Yediyah that the Heilige Chazanish, Be'etzem, in his life, he was not a well person. He was a very schwache mensch. And he learned Torah with abnormale superhuman koiches. They once found him laying with his feet on the pillow and his head on the other side of the bed. So somebody told him, Rebbe, he says, why don't you get off the bed and change? He said, if I would have koyach to get off the bed, I sit down to learn. I think the B'nai Birak Eruv Rav Lando said this over, that where the Chazanish writes, V'ayin ha-Rashba ka'ayis tachas yudi, that I don't have the Rashba now at my disposal, v'imazukt, is not pshat that he didn't have it in his house. He did not have koyach to stand up and go from the table to get that Rashba. That's how the Heilige Chazanish ha'galan toyrim et mesiris nefesh. As all of Klal Yisrael, with the outbreak of World War I in 1914, he started running and he ran from shtetl to shtetl. He ended up in Vilna. In Vilna, he sat and he learned he wanted to have nothing to do with Klal Zachen until the Gudel B'Yisrael, Reb Chaim Oize, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kudosh Levruche, insisted and told him, this is not a time for you to sit silently and learn and Avdas Hashem in your Dalet Amos. The world needs you. And Reb Chaim Oize pushed him into Klal Zachen, and from there on he was involved in Klal Zachen to the end of his days. He was the Patash Achuzog, the Amoid HaYemini for the Chreidische Yidden in Eitz Yisruel. He was Loichem for Shmira Shabbos. He was Loichem for Giyas Bunas with Mesiras Nefesh to the nth degree. He was an Ish Kudish Adla Ma'oid, Ofen Erich HaKoidish, Apoyel Yeshias, and all of it came Mekoyach HaToyre. The Heilige Reb Chaim, the Gudel B'Yisrael, Reb Chaim Kanevsky Zalzangezind, who's a nephew, said as follows. He said that the yachas, the appreciation in our generation today that there is for loim de Torah, he says, comes from the Chazanish. He says when the Chazanish came to Eitz Yisrael, he left, I think it was in 1936, he left to Eitz Yisrael. Reb Chaim Oize sent a letter before that to the Toishve Eitz Yisrael that they should know Ari Uli Mibuvel. That's how he wrote. So when he came to Eitz Yisrael, he settled in B'nai Barak. Reb Chaim said in B'nai Barak at that time there were approximately 30 families. They were not v'mezuk, they were shvachere yidin, erlache yidin, shoyim retoire mitzvahs, but nothing to do with loim de Torah. He says the mere fact that the Chazanish sat there and the mere fact that the Chazanish was Kovaya Makoimoy there generated an abundance of Kedisha, he says, and from that, B'nai Barak became an Ira Torah. He said, not pshat because people started gravitating to him. No, he says, because the mere fact that he was there, he generated so much Kedisha. And then he said, Nochazach Reb Chaim. He said that there used to be a Zach. he says that he heard from Reb Chaim Oizer. That's what he said. That if Reb Chaim Oizer would see a lady Nebuch that had some sort of disability, he would stand up for her and he would say she's most probably married to a Ben Torah. A Ben Torah and Litta and Poil and Zecha, they didn't want to marry, the girls didn't want to marry them. So who ended up marrying them? Nebuch girls that had disabilities. So Reb Chaim Kanevsky said that what the Chazon Ish accomplished was at Avegestelt that there is a Cheshivas and Kedishas HaTorah. In 1948, when the Mechuma in Eitz Yisrael broke out, when Eitz Yisrael became a government, there were bombs falling in Bnei Barak and people started running out of Beis Medrash. Reb Chaim and the Heilige Chazon Ish told everyone to come back in. He said, "You stand next to me." And they heard him saying as follows, I'm going to say it in Yiddish, "Ich heiß nish bombardieren Bnei Barak." I am decreeing that bombs should not fall in Bnei Barak. And in 1973, by the Yom Kippur Mechuma, they wanted to whisk the Heilige Stipler to America with his entire family. And the Heilige Stipler said, "We have a Kabbalah finem Vetter, finem Shvug, from his Shvug, the Heiligen Chazon Ish, that Bnei Barak is not going to have any bombs fall in Bnei Barak." We're living in a tekifa now that we have just endured a year and a half of Shverikait and Fenamagaifa. Erlich Yidin from the previous generations had Masoidus Amagaifas, because every few years there would be a Magaifa in Europe. And Gedoyli Yisrael said what ended up happening, we lost our Masoidus because of the Zweite Weltmachumma, we forgot, and then years went on. This is going back in the early 1950s when polio was rampant. And people did not want to send children to yeshivas and Talmud Torahs because they were afraid that one child is going to catch it from the other. And they wanted to close the yeshivas down. They came to the Heilige Chazon Ish. And the Heilige Chazon Ish chas v'shulem that tenoike shel besrabim should be in this battle from learning. So they told him, Rebbe, about the raw statistics, every X amount of kids and every group. Listen what the Heilige Chazon Ish said. He said, yes, the world has statistics. He says, but in Tashbar, that are learning Torah, each child is an individual. He doesn't belong to a group. And then he said that sometimes you see that a plane crashes and everybody gets killed in it. He says, it's not pshat that there is a statistic that a plane crashes. He says, all these people were destined to die, and the Eibishter was Mesabav Kolasibis, that all these people should end up in that same plane. So he said, I'm not letting you close yeshivas down because there's no statistic. That was a kabula for the Heilige Tzaddik Hagahat. There was many times that they brought him kvitlach, and he would say that the numen doesn't stim, and they went back and they found out that the name is taka differently and they changed it. The Magid Meshurim Yerushalayim, Rav Yankov Galinsky, was once my Heilige Chazon Ish, and he was there when a Yid came into him and was crying. He says, Rebbe, I want to throw the towel and I can't. I don't have panusa. I don't have nachas for my kinderlich. I have such a shver leben. So the Chazon Ish told him a story. He says, the Reb Yitzchak Elchunin spek to the Heilige Gudel B'Yisruel, the Kovner Ruv, got a letter once from a Ruv of a little town. The letter was as follows. He writes to him that there was a lady that came to my town to do business, and she lost all her money. She lost it somewhere on the street. And since everyone davened in one shiel, it was a big town, but not big enough to have two shiel, she asked me I should announce by Mincha Maariv if somebody found the money. And the Yid comes over to me, says the Sruv in the letter to the Kovner Ruv, and he says, I found the money, but I am a poor person. And if I found money on the street that I don't have to give back, because if you lose money without a simon, you are miyayish, then I found it rightfully so, and I'm not giving it back. The Sruv did not know what to do, and he wrote the letter to the Kovner Ruv. Kovner Ruv answered him back and said that she could have lost the money, but the money doesn't belong to her, belongs to her husband, who was sitting at home somewhere and learning, and he sent his wife in business, and the husband wasn't miyayish on the money. Memaila, tell her to give the money back. Tell him to give her the money back. So the Heilige Chazon Ish tells the Seed, you might want to throw the towel in. You might want to give up, but the Eibishter did not give up on you. And he's not Miyayish, and you are not able to give up and be Miyayish because you're not the Balbus. Rabbi Yankov Galinsky said the Yid went out, Mamish inspired in his Chazik. It was once Yom Kippur Banach, the Yid came over to tell him a Gittur, and the Heilige Chazon Ish started talking to him about Panusa. And the Yid looked at the Chazon Ish, Yom Kippur Banach, he asked me how Panusa is. So the Chazon Ish tells him, he says it's possible. He says that you don't want to talk about panusa now because the time is not befitting. But for me, the time is very befitting to ask you how your panusa is. I'm going to end off with a story that I heard from a gudel b'Yisrael, a chavrisa from the gudel hador, the gun hador, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He told me that he was once going with Reb Chaim, Yibud L'chaim Toivim, his Rebbetzin, and the Stipler's Rebbetzin to the Chazon Ish's Tzion. And this Reuv that told me the story was in the car. That means there was four people and the driver, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, his Rebbetzin, Reb Chaim's mother, the Reuv, and the driver. And on the way to Rabbi Sechaim, the Stipler's Rebbetzin says, I just reminded myself a story about my brother. She said, I was once by my brother, and there's a knock on the door, and we know the Chazon Ish is as smooth as a toira. He mamash didn't waste a minute. He didn't stump talk to people, exist in the land, and there's a knock on the door, and a very well-dressed person knocks on the door. He says, I'd like to talk to the Chazon Ish. So she says, I knew my brother does not want to be disturbed. I said, look, you know, you can't talk to him now. So he tells this lady, the Chazon Ish's sister, who was the Stipler's Rebbetzin, tell your brother that so-and-so is here, and just tell him that. And she comes out, she says, my brother said you should come in. This Yid, his father was a Reuven in a shtetl where the Chazon Ish as a child lived. I forgot what shtetl that was. And he was the Reuven's son. And the Chazon Ish spent with him close to an hour, which was unheard of. He came out after the hour with swollen eyes from crying, and he left. She goes into her brother, she says, Bridenya, was the geschmust mit dem Mensch? What you talked to him for an hour? And Chazon Ish was like, the Reuven tells me that the Stipler's Rebbetzin said it was pulling teeth. Chazon Ish said, he told me that he's very high up in the communist government, and he came to Eretz Yisrael on a mission to speak to the Israeli government about Air Force. And she looks at her brother, and that's what you spoke about? And basically, after schlepping from her brother, she said that the Heilige Chazon Ish said, I basically told him Adaf Chivatin. So he told me, Rebbe, he says, I can't. I'm too far gone. I'm too high up in the ranks of the communist regime. And she told her brother, and you let him get away with it? And the Heilige Chazon Ish said, no, I didn't. I pounded away. So we ended off, he says, that he asked me that he should be zoiche to tshiva shalaima before he dies. And I asked him when he wants that to be. That means, how soon does he want that to be? And he was quiet, and that's how he left crying. The Reuven tells me that Heilige Stipler's Rebbetzin told him, 2-3 days later, there was an article in the paper that the delegation that came from Russia to Eretz Yisrael to speak about Air Force, the plane crashed and everybody died. She went into her brother. The Heilige Chazon Ish gave him a tiefe krechts. Oy. I hope that he had enough time and seichel and siyata d'shmaya to do tshiva before the plane went down. But this is tzaddikim and kadoshim that paved the way for us, and we are still living from their kedusha tahara. Zechisoy yugan alayni agitavach.